red-headed thing hamburger that, face.
The worst Dick Tracy villain ever.
Oh, it's undercooked.
So I'm watching it through.
I'll overcook you.
The original Star Trek with Kirk. And then I'm also watching through the classic Doctor Who's at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh my god, the bad sci-fi aliens are so fabulous. I just watched the Doctor Who where they're on the Ark in space and they turn into
Yeah, Katie and I watched that one.
It's green bubble wrap. Like, that's what those monsters are.
Yep.
It's green bubble wrap.
It is.
And I don't even care for 1 second that it's green bubble wrap. I am with them all the way. And I'm just like, holy crap, dude, your hand is green bubble wrap. Run! Don't become a bubble
wrap
monster. Don't
let them bubble wrap you.
You know, with this information, with this started, this is actually a fantastic way for us to lead right into the episode, if people are cool with that.
Yep. Go for it. Except for I'm still going to eat my cheeseburger.
That's fine. That's fine. Which, Lola, we'll introduce you first for episode 83, since you've kind of sounded off for a second with your burger face.
Burger face.
But thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
And Katie,
thanks for having me.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
Since you haven't been here for a long time either. This is like the, where did everybody, this is where are they now episode. After so many episodes, we finally caught up with Lola and Katie.
Famous bitches.
We needed a diva on the show.
Yeah. I wasn't diva enough the last, I don't know how many times I've been on, but I was not a diva enough. So I went and did some diva training in diva school in diva outer space.
Nice.
I love it. On a diva shuttle.
With LSP.
Planet
with
Diva.
With a diva teacher.
You went with LSP, let's not lie.
Yeah. Not the space princess. It's 2009.
Which, by the way, did you ever play the
4 years ago
Adventure Time iOS game where it's like a point and click?
No, mm-hmm. But I need to now.
It's a simple game, or somewhat simple game, where you have to just go find stuff and save the princesses, all that stuff. And they've just introduced a new version that's Lumpy Space Princess version, where there's the classic version, and then there's one where Lumpy Space Princess narrates and takes credit for everything that happens. So it's like,
good.
Finn and Jake pick up a rock. It's like, yeah, they picked up a rock, and it was cool, but I didn't care.
Good.
That's like, awesome.
Thanks, Lumpy Space Princess. I needed to hear that.
I like her narration in that episode when she gets like the wolves.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
They're just we need to take care of this girl because she is special. They said that? You speak wolf? No, but I'm really good at inferring what people mean with their body language.
Tony's cheating on Jessica!
Jessica, stop cheating on me with Tony.
No, but I didn't want to go, because, I haven't seen him since we broke up, and now he's dating my friend, and I don't want to ride in the same car.
Brad and I used to eat chili cheese fries together, so this ride's going to be filled with a lot of romantic tension. Okay, so anyway, for listeners who can't relate.
Yeah, tangenting back a couple steps.
No,
I read an article recently where a number of movies that were featured on Mystery Science Theater 3000 are being remade.
Into, actual quality films?
They're going to try.
Huh.
But it's like,
I want to be in one. Good luck. I'm a diva now. Do you think? Yeah.
You could do it.
I can do it. Yeah.
I didn't recognize any
of
the titles.
I'll be in all of them.
Because I think they're mostly the black and white 50s-ish ones rather than the ones that...
What's that one that we saw the
Final
beginnings
Sacrifice?
Of?
No.
No, that we saw the beginnings of when we went to
I accuse
see...
my parents.
Yes. We still need to watch that.
I still haven't. Yeah, I watched a little bit further and I was like, I feel dirty for trying to finish this on
you
my own.
You cheated on me.
Dan, we do need to watch
I
that.
Did buy it, so...
Yeah. You I can did. Buy a prostitute, too.
Oh... Hey,
so,
that was funny.
This still makes it cheating.
I call her a streetwalker.
Lady of the night.
Ah, that's even better.
Mm-hmm. I call her Roxanne.
Roxanne!
But that was just, that made me think of the
Oops.
Green bubble wrap combo, because I wonder how much they'd commit to it along the same lines of Evil Dead being remade and apparently being, fucked up crazy.
That's what I've heard. I kind of want to see it because I just want to see what they did to it.
I hate horror movies.
So does Adam. No one will go with me.
Well, Emily wouldn't be any help either.
I know
that.
If you're out there and you want to be friends with a diva who's going to be in all sorts of films that were featured on Mystery Science Theater 3000, only remade, call me and we will see a horror film together.
Specifically the remake of Evil Dead, I guess.
Yes. Just that one, really.
Woo!
I don't really like horror films all that much. But
me neither.
I'm interested in that for some reason. It intrigues me.
I mean, I've watched a scary movie in a long time because I really, really get scared.
Yeah, I've gotten more scared as I've gotten older, which seems odd because my fears become more irrational.
Yeah, most of my like being scared, it's just that loud noise. It's that moment in The Sixth Sense where the person walks past the camera and just like, bwah!
Yeah.
Like, I jump
it's
more.
It's the noise that freaks the hell out of me, too. Yep.
Which, did anyone see the new Who?
Yes. Yeah.
There was that one moment where that happened?
Yep.
What? The new Who as in Doctor Who? No, I'm like a whole season behind.
Yeah, Emily and I both jumped, and we were like, oh, we feel stupid.
I just went,
that's okay.
Yeah, and then in the episode before that, where it was the ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just Adam like, was freaking out during that one a little bit.
That one was freaky.
Yeah.
Hence, I was justified in my freaking out.
I know.
That thing was ugly, whatever it was. That thing.
Yeah, it was.
Anyway.
None of the Doctor Who episodes have scared me. Not yet, anyway.
None of them?
Weeping Angels?
No. I love the Weeping Angels episode. Oh my god, especially the first one.
It's a great episode, but it's also very
I think the two-parter is the creepier.
Yeah.
Just because it's
Oh, yeah.
The volume is there.
Yeah.
That's true.
There's a shit ton of them. Okay, let's run.
Well, Annie's talking to him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that
the
too.
Angel Bob. Angel Bob. But I don't know. I really like them for their villain aspect. I feel kind of bad for them in so many ways.
I don't.
I want her to continue. I want to know why you.
Yeah.
Continue. Well, for the exact same reason that the doctor says, because they're the loneliest creatures on the planet. If anything, any little thing observes them, they can't do anything. They're stone. They're living stone.
They could hug each other in the dark.
But then they'd be observing each other. Remember when the TARDIS zips off and they're looking at each other? Then they can't move because they're looking at each other?
Yeah, but the light was on.
If the light's off. Which is probably how they got out of that situation.
What they do is every Weeping Angel lives alone, and they call each other, and they plan on one location to meet where there's no power. Or that's what their clubs are. That's what their clubs are, is there's no light.
Pitch black.
Yep.
Like
I went to phone sex immediately. I was like,
hey, what are you wearing?
Yeah, I thought there has to be an awkward
gray
hookup.
Robe. How sharp are your teeth? Pretty sharp.
And then the Statue of Liberty walks in. Hey, guys.
I don't know. I like them. And they kill their people really nicely. I mean, think of all the other evil guys that you could possibly think of. They let their people live. They just, like, you know, stick them back and die.
They displace them.
Yeah.
Or lock them in a
endless loop of horror.
That one's not.
But it's not horror. All the people of the angels are sent back in time in the first episode. They were totally cool. She, like, went back in met the guy of her dreams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the other guy went back in time and met a Sally Sparrow lookalike, kind of, and married her. And was, like, this awesome fight-the-people interracial guy, like, then.
Have you seen the most recent Weeping Angel one?
The one with Amy Pond, or is there a newer one?
There's a newer one. It'll break your heart and all of your theories, unfortunately.
Oh, poop.
It's coming.
No, I haven't. After the last season that they threw up on Netflix, that's the last season I've seen.
Oh, okay.
I tried to get through the Christmas special, but the computer was like,
nuts to you.
So,
it was Gunter.
I have not seen anything since. What would have been the last episode that they threw up? Is that the one where, spoiler alert, he marries Riversong or Demon's Run? No, it was after Demon's Run.
Had to have been after. By the way, this is an official plug from Dan Whalen. Corona Light tastes awful.
Yeah, I was wondering why you're drinking that.
You have to be outside. Memories of it being
better. You need lime juice. You want it to be tolerable.
Yeah, with lime, and don't get the light version.
Yeah.
It was leftover beer that fills my fridge with.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, yeah.
Glistening friendliness.
Free beer, glistening, of course. Free beer.
The Blue Moon you guys brought was really, really good.
Yeah, to with the agave.
There are some in there if either of you are interested.
That was good.
I'm rocking a grain belt right now because that is what Eric has been buying. And
Nordy's is good.
Because it's cheap and we're poor.
And it's local.
And it's lots of beer.
Support your local. Mm-hmm.
I get through a can and I like knock myself out. It's just awesome.
Because it's almost as big as you.
Yeah. Pretty much. Although the other day I was
please
drinking.
Please hold that up to your face just so I can see.
Uh huh.
Yep. It's as big as your face.
Yeah. Oh. I also have he also bought me a bottle of Two Gingers.
Plus I love Two Gingers.
I have a brand new unopened bottle sitting on my desk right now.
Guess
you're completely...
we're having a party.
Okay, me and Katie are having a party.
I have a Founders bottle from the first batch, and I'm scared to open it. I want to just hold on to it for as long as I can, but there are days where I come home and it's like, man, you know it'd be really great? Whiskey. No, can't touch it. Oh, but it's good. Oh, but it's signed by Kieran. But it's good.
Oh, if it's signed, don't open it.
I know, that's
don't
the
open
fight.
It. My dad has, so Dan Aykroyd, Blues Brothers, right, from Canada. Uh-huh. He
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
My Girl 2.
He's in so much. He owns like a huge vineyard and makes wine and vodkas and whatnot. And he's the one who owns the company Crystal Skull.
Oh,
vodka.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So he was here plugging it when they first came out with it. And my dad got a signed Crystal Skull bottle from him. And it's hiding somewhere. He doesn't tell us where it is. I'm sure it's like under his pillow.
That's one of the few bottles.
On his person at all times.
One of those bottles where I just really want to smash it because that'd be cool to break a Crystal Skull.
It would.
Like,
it belongs in a museum. I'm just saying.
Or take that, Spielberg Lucas.
Oh, that movie.
Yeah.
Aliens my ass.
I know. Mm. That was the one. Okay, I could have tolerated everything else about that movie except
Shia LaBeouf.
Alien parts. I could have handled Shia LaBeouf if it wasn't aliens. I could have tolerated it. I could have been forgiving.
Shia LaBeouf is always Lewis Stevens in anything I watch him in.
He's just, you know, big bag of dicks and everything that I see him.
Although I did like the remake of Rear Window with him.
Didn't
Is that
see
what it.
It
was? I can't remember. It was a Hitchcock movie that they remade, and he like is on a house arrest.
Oh, that was like Disturbia or something.
Yeah,
Disturbia.
It's a Hitchcock remake, and I actually kind of enjoyed it. I mean they 21st century'd it, so
yeah.
And Megan Fox was in it,
like
so it's kind of weird.
With Shia LaBeouf.
That's true. Or was it she in that one? I can't remember. Some look alike.
The rumor is she's supposed to be playing. It's Penny, right? In the Ninja Turtles?
What?
April.
Yeah.
April O'Neil?
I don't know why those two names. Just...
Penny. Who could Penny have been?
Penny is from Inspector Gadget.
Oh,
that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Did it?
I don't know why they just seem similar in my head.
It's
so I'm like,
I feel like she'd grow up into her.
They're both redheads.
Yeah. So, yeah. Megan Fox is supposed to be playing like April O'Neil in some weird.
And Michael TMNT. Bay has shenaniganized their aliens thing, I guess.
What aliens thing?
Oh. Okay, good.
I don't know.
Yeah, let's back up to when this movie was first announced and Michael Bay said that, no, they're not mutants, they're aliens.
What, the Ninja Turtles?
Yep.
Fuck that, Michael Bay.
Thank you for representing the internet in a very perfect way. And so recently Michael Bay said, no, they're not aliens. Just kidding. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, because he knew that the internet would literally rip him to pieces.
All the fans from like every who has ever gone to a con would like find him and beat
also
him
I just
up.
Don't like Michael Bay.
Yeah,
but pretend I didn't say that. If you're Michael Bay and you're listening and you want to put me in a movie anyway, like a deep.
But
Michael Bay,
only
I don't know
if
you,
it's
so.
A remake of a movie that's been on Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yeah, that's all I do.
Yeah.
It's my specialty. I'm a very one road actress.
I would totally be willing to act in...
I would act in Transformers, but only if I'm Bumblebee. I won't take any other role.
Much Ado About Nothing. Or live action Adventure Time.
But oh, wait, no. You know what? Much Ado About Nothing, directed by Michael Bay.
Oh, God. I think I threw up a little in my soul.
That would be sad.
I would be in a Michael Bay film if I got a really cool solo explosion.
I guess.
I get my own.
Was it Michael Bay that your brother-in-law Zach was talking about? That he's just like an ass and nobody likes to work with him, but he just like, you make so much money.
Yeah, he's a guaranteed moneymaker.
Yeah.
There are a lot of those people out there.
Yeah. I hate the movie that. Avatar. I want to like play.
That was Spielberg though.
V and.
No, it was James Cameron.
Yeah, that's Cameron. Was Avatar.
Sorry. That. Ugh. I hated Avatar.
Never saw it. Don't intend to. La, la, la.
Eric and I. Good on you. Well, Eric just watched the extended edition and I cut the end of it, which I hadn't seen, but I was just like, Kitty Pocahontas on Alien Planet. But we had a really big fight about the explosions in the movie because if the humans can't breathe the atmosphere, would there be enough oxygen on the planet
to create,
an explosion? And Eric says yes, because the atmosphere that we breathe is mostly nitrogen anyway, at a small percent oxygen. So he's like, even if the atmosphere there is a small percent oxygen.
I say we call
oxygen,
Mythbusters on this one.
Well,
they did just prove the Titanic, could they both fit thing.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
I thought they said that.
They just proved it.
They could or could not
they,
fit.
They could fit.
Yeah.
Both
okay.
Could fit.
I thought you were saying fit. They couldn't, and I was like,
fit what?
They, yeah, because I watched
two people on the door.
Yeah, they could easily fit two people on there.
You know, at the end
two
of Titanic,
the
where
the
they
door.
Couldn't be on the door because
Leonardo
sacrificed himself.
Sink it.
Yeah, they could have made it.
Totally. They could have made.
He was just like, go out as a hero or live a really boring life with this rose chick. Shoot.
I'm not paying child support.
He was just kind of like, the sex wasn't that good. I'm going to die anyway.
I really hated being covered in cooking spray.
You know, my drawing's really only going to make it. All of my art's really only going to make it
after
if I'm
I
dead
die.
First.
Fair.
He
fair
was
play.
Thinking ahead.
Yeah, he just wanted to live in infamy.
Probably cheated at that poker game, too.
And, yep.
Probably didn't pay his rent before he left.
I wouldn't have. Shit.
He pulled a Fight Club.
Back in that day, you couldn't go across town and nobody would know who you were.
I haven't seen Fight Club in a while and I'd like to watch it again.
I haven't seen it since college. Wow, has it been 3 years since... Wow. 4 years.
Yep.
4 years since I've watched it. More than 4 years.
I own it and I haven't seen it in a while.
When was the last time I watched it?
I bought my copy of Fight Club while I was in Canada, along with a copy of Gladiator that has French
Canadian
on the DVD
subtitles?
Cover too.
Nice.
I was just hoping that everyone had a Canadian accent to make them feel better about it.
Or like that the subtitles were written in a Canadian.
Are you not entertained, eh?
You having a good time yet?
Oh, I'd watch that.
Yeah, that makes me want to watch Strange Brew really bad.
Instead of This Is Sparta, we're here.
I think we're all Spartacus, don't you know? Right here.
In our heart, please.
Known as Canada.
Oh, Sparta.
Oh, excuse me.
That gets too warm there.
Our home of violence.
To what? What?
It'd be like, well,
I'm sorry. Did you just say I'm linking too many conversations? I thought you just said that Canada is too warm.
No. See, my brain leaped. I was thinking all the places that are cold have nice people that live there because you have to kind of like band together as a community.
You're
to survive.
Like, I need to be friends with everyone thinking, so that everyone will snuggle me.
Right? But madness. I was thinking where Sparta is,
this
it would be way too warm for people.
Ottawa!
Also, hot weather makes people's blood boil and then they're unhappy. And
Lola says the South is full of assholes.
Yep. That's exactly what she said.
That's true.
Yeah, all right, I'll go with it.
Conclusion. Yep, makes sense.
I believe it.
Well, if you just go throughout history.
Until you get to a certain point.
Trying to secede.
Yeah, I think there's a bell curve.
Yeah, there is.
Because then it's just like so cold that you're in Russia and you hate everyone.
Fair.
And everything.
Fair. Yep.
Or it gets so hot that you're too lazy to be an asshole. You're just like...
You're smoking a lot of weed.
It's too hot. Being an asshole takes energy. I'm just going to
be
nice.
It's very true. I will go with
should
that
I yell
theory.
At you or should I climb this tree for this coconut?
And I can use an example to prove it because if there's a Top Gear episode where they're driving through South America and they get way, 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 way too high in the altitude and it's really hot and really dry and they can't breathe. And Jeremy Clark, who is always an asshole on that show, is all of a sudden not an asshole because he's just like, guys, we're going to die. Let's go down the mountain quickly.
Or he just has two channels, asshole and panicked.
Maybe. I don't know.
Could be. I haven't watched a lot of Top Gear.
Oh my God, I watched so much Top Gear. I love that show.
Oh my God, he's so funny. He also has the self-satisfaction mode where he, you know, there's like a minor problem with the AC on his car and he flips a switch and it works and he's like, I've mended it!
That's true.
So,
but it's because he's total rubbish at fixing everything.
Yeah.
James is the one who fixes everything. He's the one who can take it. Tire engine apart and put it back together, and the other two can't. Hammond has no idea what he's doing. Jeremy has super, super no idea what he's doing except for drive fast. So,
he's all about the soul of the cars.
That's true.
And what they're like to just completely drive like a maniac.
Every group needs a Clive Owen.
It's true.
Pretty much.
And every group needs an eccentric squirrel, which is Hammond.
They also make fun of him a lot.
Yeah. They need a punching bag.
This last season, there was one season where they were joking about him going to get his teeth whitened. And he was like, no, I've not had my teeth whitened. And so then this last season, they were saying something about him being American because he puts cheese on everything. And so they keep joking that he's American. Haven't you American? Knock it off.
I apparently need to watch more of this.
It's funny.
It's really funny. It's not just a car show. It really isn't.
I'm amused by it.
If you're feeling, you know, you don't really get into the episodes right away, just watch their specials.
Yeah.
Like where they go to the North Pole or through South America or Africa or...
Wasn't there an India one?
Yep, there was an India one. And then they kind of start growing on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On Netflix?
They're on Netflix.
Okay, yep. Good.
Yep.
There's...
From almost the start of the series, I think they start at season 2, which kind of bums me out because I want to see what it's like. But they actually have the episode where James May joins, you know, Jeremy and Richard
Because
Hammond.
There was somebody else before, and he didn't get as good as ratings. But you do have to kind of go back and watch a couple of those because there's a couple of good episodes in there where they teach grannies how to do donuts in cars, and it's just fabulous.
Okay, turn left. No, a little bit harder.
Hard left.
A little bit harder.
The hardest left you've ever taken.
They teach them how to do donuts, and then that, like, slide in 180 parallel park thing.
Oh, that's the Blues Brothers move.
Yeah. So they were showing, they had like a stunt driver come in and show all these like little tiny grannies how to do it. And it was
not the Stig.
Awesome. No, not the Stig.
That would have been hilarious if the Stig taught them. But he didn't say anything. He just pointed.
Yeah.
This last season.
He'd just be like, eh.
This last season, they've been going around the world. And when they go around the world to test cars, they've been having alternate Stigs come in. So it's been Stig's Chinese brother or Stig's Irish brother or Russian brother or
the
something
American
like that.
Cousin with like the jean vest.
Yeah. Or what was it? Stig's Italian cousin. And he came out in like a suit with like four supermodels from the trailer van. And he had the helmet on and he was like trying to smoke through the helmet. And it was like not working, and he was just kind of like, go away, go away, go away. And then Stig's Chinese cousin like busted through the door, and they like couldn't get him into the car because he was just like karate chopping everybody. And they were just like, no, stop it, get in the car, you have to drive now, stop kicking me. Oh! And they like finally got him into the car, and he was still like air punching like the windows and stuff. And it was just ridiculous. It was so
awesome.
Funny.
I love the Stig. What a guy.
So confused.
You should watch it then.
Yeah, that'd be my solution. But you know, yeah.
There's another one. There's another episode where they're searching for the baby Jesus.
Oh, that is yes. They have to drive through the Middle East to Jerusalem.
Yeah, Nazareth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh but, my God.
Yeah. You know, place where Jesus of is from. Nazareth. Yeah.
Found him in a broom closet.
Found him. He's a wizard, Harry. Sorry. Just imagine him as Hagrid and Jesus being Harry Potter. Yep.
That's I actually pictured happened. Hagrid as Jesus in the closet, not fitting at all. No, just oversized person in a small closet. It's like, you're a wizard, Jesus. He's like, help me. Let me out.
Hagsus. Or
I've grown up here and grown G-grid. Into the room.
Wow.
G-grid.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. It'll still be Hagrid.
Yeah, this would
what were you saying about a commercial break?
Yeah, I was going to say it's a good time for a commercial break. This is a really great time, especially with Jesus in the closet. So we'll take a commercial break and come back from
Moonclaw. Jesus is in the closet. You heard it here first.
Hey guys, this is Dan. Thank you for listening to the Buffering Podcast, episode 83. Adam and I taped this episode on May 7th, 2013, in the Wheels Brewing Co. studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota, with Lola Shower and Katie Shea Robertson. I mean, you've heard the conversation. Great conversation, kind of laid back. We were feeling pretty relaxed with the heat finally rolling in Minnesota, but great conversation. Great movie Bluff Game coming up. We're still doing the adapted version where people are buzzing in, so it's a lot of great fun. A couple things I want to plug before we get into Movie Bluff. First, you can find the Buffering Podcast online by going to bufferingpodcast.com. There you can find articles that we're writing. Adam is still doing the YouTube video updates, so check that out. We're also doing all of our bonus tracks on there. We have a lot of photos of our guests on there. Complete archive of all of our episodes. BufferingPodcast.com. You can also find Buffering Podcast on iTunes by searching for Buffering Podcast. You know, makes sense. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on Stitcher Smart Radio by going to Stitcher.com and searching for Buffering, or by going to your App Store for iOS, Android, or Kindle and searching for Stitcher, downloading Stitcher, and then searching for Buffering. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on Facebook by going to facebook.com/bufferingpodcast or Twitter, where we're at Buffer Podcast. For both of those, you'll get updates about the show, about the site, new guests, upcoming episodes, bonus tracks, all that stuff. Like us, follow us, we love you. Thank you for listening. And now, here is Movie Bluff with the adapted rules. Enjoy.
Well, it's game time.
Yeah, we should get back into this. So we kind of discussed sounds before. So Katie, you kind of came prepared. So what will your buzzing sound be?
Oh God, now I have to choose one of them.
Yes, you do.
Oh God. I had like a really good one last week when I was here sitting on the couch not playing, and I can't remember what it is. And I was trying to think of it all evening since I knew I was going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not, so I'm really disappointed. But I think in honor of Arrested Development starting again soon, I will use Steve Holt.
Steve Holt.
Steve Holt.
Nice. Lola, what about you?
Well, do you guys have certain sounds that you guys use all the time?
No.
It's not about stealing something.
The game is still in its infancy, so you can choose whatever you want. And it can be a repeat. That's fine.
Okay, I think I'm going to go meow.
Okay.
Yep.
Meows are popular.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah. I figure meows are popular, but I'm going to go with meow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yours is kind of more of a meow. It sounded like
meow.
Meow.
Steve Holt.
Yeah. Whereas the previous meow that we had was more of a meow. Yeah. Meow.
Nope, mine has an R in it.
Yes.
I'm a Spanish kitty. Wow.
Wow. I like that. I appreciate that.
Or more Catwoman.
But you do have to have a very quick one. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sound like Jack's cat.
Got to be single syllable. For this evening, I'm going to Take it back to pop culture again and say knee.
Nice.
Okay, and I have picked this week's shenanigans buzzer.
Which is?
And it is from the TV show Doug.
Yes.
Almost. It's a little different. It's the Jack Bandit one. Wanana.
Nice.
Wanana.
Wanana.
Okay.
So if you ever think somebody has said something incorrect, wanana.
Wanana. I like it.
Wanana. All right.
And we'll just wait for our ambiance to
settle down now.
Is that a car or a motorcycle?
There's two motorcycles.
Okay.
Nice.
And a car.
Motorcycle season has begun again, people.
Wanana.
Rejoice.
Cool.
Calling shenanigans that it was actually three motorcycles.
Yes.
And a cat.
Yep.
Okay.
Did you not hear it? I heard.
Let's try out our buzzers officially.
Yes. So.
That was that Dan's down. Buzzer.
Yeah. Bang. All right, Katie.
Steve Holt.
Hold up.
Knee.
Okay. I think everyone's confident enough. Cool. The funny part is when people start overlapping. Okay, so I
think you should opt instead for Icky Patang.
One syllable.
Too long.
Steve Holt. Yeah, I'm making that into one syllable.
Ooh, Steve Holt journal.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I need ample room to do points on this thing. Though I don't think.
Me.
I don't have a pen.
Me.
I don't have a pen.
I have one in my bag. If Adam wants to go get it.
Do you have one there?
No, he doesn't have one. Okay. Go get my bag.
No,
I'll get
one. Or if somebody could grab one from the desk. Yeah. There are tons of them on the desk, okay. In the desk.
There you go.
Oh, wait, no. Lola, turn around.
Ah!
There's
marker.
One.
My marker. I have a story to tell you guys after the show.
Okay.
That no one else will get to hear.
Yay. Sucks for you listeners.
Yeah. Okay.
Those so have to make... call Dan.
I never liked you anyway.
Katie. You did too.
No, I was talking about the listeners, not you. I love you.
No, I know you were talking about the listeners. You love them too. Don't worry.
Did you just insult the listeners?
Yes. I'm a diva.
We've established that. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, listeners.
So I tried to think of something that came up during the episode that everyone somewhat recognized.
Okay.
So I will say Back to the Future 3 cast.
Me.
Adam.
Michael J. Fox.
Movie.
Nee.
Adam.
News radio.
Movie.
Ooh,
Steve
what's
Holt. No, just kidding. I don't have anything.
Okay.
Is it another movie for Michael J. Fox?
Yes.
Okay.
Adam just buzzed in. Yes.
Homeward Bound.
Movie.
Oh.
Does no one know Michael J. Fox?
No, I do. I just can't think of anything. I keep thinking of TV shows and stuff.
Those are fair game.
I know, but I just don't want to be wrong.
So far, Adam was wrong once.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got away with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was on The Good Wife.
Cast.
Oh.
I just tried to take it somewhere else. I just tried to take it somewhere else. This was dying anyway. This is a good practice round, folks.
Good job.
Woohoo.
I don't know anybody else on The Good Wife. Sorry.
Hey, I still got my points, though, right?
Yeah, no, yeah. Everyone,
okay, whatever. Good.
That's just get people kind of warmed up, and I'll try something else like Will Ferrell movie.
Knee.
I forgot my...
Adam.
Anchorman.
Cast.
Knee.
Adam.
Steve Carell.
Cast.
Steve Holt.
Katie.
Christina Applegate.
Movie.
Steve Holt.
Katie.
Don't tell mom the babysitter's dead.
Movie.
Meow.
Lola.
Sweetest Thing.
Movie.
Not a Christina Applegate movie?
Steve Holt.
Yep.
Up All Night.
Movie. Or, yeah, shit.
Too late, it's a movie.
I'm reaching for one. Yeah, Lola?
Christine. That was our TV show.
Wanana?
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna check it.
Yeah, please check that, I think.
I thought it was called, like, Who the Hell Is...
It was Samantha Who or something.
Yes, that's
that
what it was.
It's not Christine.
Whatever, there you I'm go. Going with Christine.
Ooh, okay.
Sorry.
Dang it.
So, there we
also,
go. We got a point
Steve
steal.
Holt.
Yeah?
Samantha Who.
Ouch.
Burn.
I'm going to say cast and just kill this one, I assume.
Yeah, I don't know.
Christina Applegate. I was hoping somebody would say Married with Children.
Yeah.
Her first big thing. Yeah, so far Adam has 5, Katie has 5, Lola has 2.
I thought her first big thing was like Broadway. Wasn't she in like a ridiculous amount of Broadway shows?
I don't know. That's the first thing I knew of her.
My guess is she was the best friend of some main character on a movie thing.
Could have been that too. Could have been that too.
With Broadway.
Who knows?
Yeah, she did do Broadway.
Try to take this somewhere relatable and say Elijah Wood movie.
Steve Holt.
Katie.
Oh my God.
Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring.
Movie.
Me.
Adam.
Saturday Night Live.
Movie.
Damn. Steve Holt.
Eternal,
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Movie.
Meow. Steve Holt.
Oh, wait. Meow.
Yeah, it was Lola.
Sin City.
There you go.
Cast.
Me.
Adam.
Bruce Willis.
Cast.
Meow. Clive Owens. Owens. Wow, I
know what you meant.
Thank you.
Please. Clive Odins.
I'll give you a recovery second and a half.
I'm okay.
And say cast.
Oh, knee.
Adam.
Jessica Alba.
Movie.
Knee.
Adam.
Into the Blue.
Movie.
Steve Holt.
Katie.
Electra.
Movie.
Shenanigans?
I said the wrong
one. I was going to say.
Yeah, Adam buzzed in with the proper shenanigans noise.
I just called shenanigans.
No, that was Jennifer Garner.
Yes, it was.
But I was going to try. Okay, well. Oh, wait. You might continue with this one. Never mind. I'll shut up.
Yeah, I'm sticking with Jessica Alba movie.
Nee.
Adam.
Fantastic Four.
Ooh, I didn't think of that one. I'm trying to think of the
That's
title
what
of
I was thinking of.
Movie.
Instead. Another Jessica Alba.
What is the name of that stupid movie she's in with?
Steve Holt.
Guy.
Yeah.
Honey.
Oh.
Movie. I'll try one more.
Cool.
See if we can get past this.
Another Jessica Alba. What am I thinking of?
What is that?
She's got to be in one of those like big cast
penguins.
Movies.
Stupid paints.
Five. Somebody All right. Nobody got movie. Anything.
No.
What is the movie she's in with Dane Cook?
It's like Good Luck Chuck or something.
Thank you. Oh my God. My brain
I thought that was Jessica
explode.
Simpson.
No,
that's
Alba.
That's Jessica Alba.
No, that's Employee of the Month.
And she works with penguins and has a weird penguin fetish. And that's all I could think about was penguins.
And at
fetishes.
The end, she gets a pebble.
Mr. Popper's penguins. Okay. Sorry.
Okay. So. Let's just open this can of worms, see where this goes, and say Arrested Development cast.
Steve Holt.
Did you just like rev up and not get there? Like,
he always does that.
Well, she...
Steve Holt got
it. Yeah, she got it.
Steve Holt with Steve Holt.
Yeah, Steve Holt played by Steve Holt. No, I'm kidding. Oh, crap. You said Arrested Development. And I'm going to say...
Five.
Steve Holt.
Portia de Rossi.
Ooh. Was that a buzzer beater?
Give it to her.
No, give it to her.
Okay. I'm going to say cast.
Steve Holt.
That was a full one.
Jason Bateman.
Cast.
Knee.
Adam.
Michael Cera.
Movie.
Knee.
Adam.
Juno.
Ooh.
Cast.
Steve Holt.
Katie.
Ellen Page.
Movie.
Knee.
Adam.
Inception.
Cast.
Neat. Steve Holt.
Adam got it in first.
Leo DiCaprio. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Movie.
Knee.
Adam.
Titanic.
Cast.
Knee.
I said
Saw that happening.
Kate Winslet.
I said
Movie.
Steve Holt.
Katie.
Can I say Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind again?
It's a new round.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cast.
Knee. Jim Carrey.
Movie.
Knee.
Adam.
The Mask.
Cast.
Yeah, no.
Nee.
Fine, meow. Cameron Diaz.
She did get a meow first.
Yes, she did.
Or no.
She did.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
It was in there. So Cameron Diaz, I'll say movie.
Steve Holt.
Katie.
Bad Teacher.
Cast.
Steve Holt.
Katie.
Jason Segel.
Nice.
Movie.
Meow.
Steeple. Okay.
Yep.
Muppet movie.
Oh. Cast.
Neat.
Steeple.
Amy Adams.
Yeah.
Nice.
I will say movie.
Neat.
Steeple.
Enchanted.
Movie.
Steeple. Julie and Julia.
Cast.
Nice.
Oh. Neat.
Steeple.
Oh. Meryl Streep.
Movie.
Meow. Steeple.
Oh, that was Lola.
Yeah, it was.
Devil Wears Prada.
Cast.
Me. Whoa. Anne Hathaway.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right.
Movie.
Steve Holt.
Les Mis.
I don't know. Was that Meow first? I swear I heard Steve Holt first.
Fine, you can give it.
No, she already said one, so whatever.
She can take that movie, too. Okay.
You buzzed in first.
She already said her answer.
Yeah, but you buzzed in first.
Okay, I don't even remember what the question was now.
Anne Hathaway.
Yeah. Anne Hathaway movie.
Movie.
Okay, Ella Enchanted.
Thank you. I wanted to get that one out there so that everyone could just get past that one.
Ella Enchanted, that was such a good movie. I'm going to go home and watch that now.
And I'll say movie.
Steve Holt. Princess Diaries.
Movie.
Nee. The Dark Knight Rises.
Cast.
Nee. Christian Bale.
Movie.
Nee. The Machinist.
Movie, of course.
Nee. Newsies.
Oh, wow. He was in movie. Newsies?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He was the main guy.
I've never seen it. I know, sacrilege.
Yeah. Huh. That surprises me.
I know, right?
Some Christian Bale movie.
One, another Christian Bale movie.
Two. Three.
Steve Holt.
Yeah.
The Prestige.
Cast.
Call.
Meow.
I'm going to say meow.
All right, fine.
Hanks.
One and a
half. I'll just put that over there.
I was going to go with that. I don't know.
Okay.
What did you even say?
She said Tom Hanks.
I heard Colin Hanks. I was like, well, no.
Colin Firth Hanks Jr.
Totally in the background. What are you talking
Colin
about?
Hanks.
He was in the audience.
Yeah, right.
Totally. Wilson. He was looking for Wilson.
All the wrong movies.
Looking for Wilson in all the wrong movies.
So I'm just going to end that round just for fun. Just to
sure.
Get us
Why not?
Somewhere. And I realized maybe I did not start. I kind of know when mm-hmm. we started. Try to keep this not too long. So at this point, Adam has 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 29. Katie has 5, 10, 15, 17. Lola has 7. All right.
If this was golf, I win.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Something fun to start with would be Eddie Murphy movie.
Steve Holt. Daddy Daycare.
Movie.
Steve Holt. Haunted Mansion.
Movie.
Nee. Mulan.
Movie.
Nee. Big Mama's House.
Movie.
Nee. Coming to America.
Movie. We did Cast last time. So.
Steve Holt. Yeah. Saturday Night Live.
Cast.
Nee. Well, we've already been down that road. Let's say Taylor Swift.
You what?
Why?
Why would you do that? I hate you so much right now.
Cast.
Steve Holt. Keenan Thompson.
Movie.
Nee. All that.
Okay, here's a challenge. Cast.
Steve Holt. Lori Beth Halberg.
Movie.
Wanana.
You were so close.
Lori Beth Denberg.
God damn it.
Another challenging one. Movie.
Another person from the cast of All That?
No, movie.
No, movie.
Oh.
Once she was in.
For
Lori Beth Denberg?
Mm-hmm.
I saw her in something.
I want to see if anyone else remembers this.
Oh my God.
Nope.
One,
I probably have seen it.
Four. She was in Dodgeball.
Oh yeah.
During the cheerleader tryout.
Yeah.
Funny.
And she landed on Justin Long and it was
kind of
scary.
Funny.
Horrifying.
That too.
Okay.
hot.
Sorry, I just wanted to relive that moment for a second and share that with everybody.
That was an excellent share.
Yes. Wow.
So I will actually stick with that, and I will say Justin Long movie.
Steve Holt.
Katie.
Accepted.
Ah, oh, that's what I was
movie.
Thinking.
Nee. Adam.
Die Hard 4.
Cast.
Nee. Bruce Willis.
Movie.
Nee.
Adam.
The Sixth Sense.
Cast.
Nee.
Adam.
Haley Joel Osment.
Movie.
Nee.
Meow.
Adam got in first.
AI.
Cast.
Meow. Jude Law. Oh,
movie. Nice.
Steve Holt.
Katie.
Gattaca.
Movie.
Ooh.
Steve Holt.
Katie.
Wait, Jude Law. oh, crap. What is it called? Repo Men.
Yeah.
Movie.
Me. Sky Captain in the World of Tomorrow.
Movie.
Meow.
Steve Holt.
Oh, yeah. Meow.
Holiday.
Cast.
Meow. Cameron Diaz.
Cast.
From The Holiday? Cameron yes. Diaz.
Cast.
Yeah, and then again. He said another cast.
Again.
Right? Oh, again. Meow. Jack Black.
There you go. Movie.
Sorry. Steve Holt.
Yep.
Oh, crap. That's not that movie. High Fidelity.
Cast.
Steve Holt.
Go ahead.
John Cusack.
Movie.
Steve Holt.
Go ahead.
Gross Point Blank.
Movie.
Ooh.
Steve Holt.
Go ahead.
Fuck. Oh, I had this.
You can do it.
No, I can't. Five. I totally forgot it. Oh, damn it.
Anyone else want to steal? Jump in.
Nah.
I got nothing.
Anyone to say anything?
Oh, it's Say Anything. Yeah. Yep. Oh. I was thinking like Never Say. I was like, damn it.
Damn
and then
it.
There's one other one where he has this weird kid who thinks he's a Martian. It's Martian Child. Martian Child.
No, Shenanigans. Meow, meow, meow.
That was About a Boy, wasn't it? No, that was the other
no,
one.
No, About a Boy is with the dude.
Yeah, that was.
That's Cusack.
Hugh, yeah.
No, that's.
Cusack was in.
Yeah, that's
Martian Child. Boy.
Yeah, Martian Child. Boy. But I was talking about the one that was About a Boy, and that's.
Yeah, that's not the right one. That's
the other guy.
Hugh, dude.
Yeah.
That's very polite British guy who's picked up a prostitute.
Yes.
What? No, I know that.
That guy.
Hugh.
That guy. Hugh.
Hugh.
Bot.
I am Hugh.
You are me.
Sure you are.
No, it's a Star Trek reference. Next Generation. I am Hugh.
Oh, God, Hugh. I hate Hugh.
Oh,
I do. I really hate Hugh.
He's a cute little Borg Martian.
The Borg?
He's the Borg.
You don't like... Well,
I like Hugh.
He is
jackass.
I like Hugh too.
Lore's a jackass. Hugh is adorable.
So anyway,
he's so, like BMO cute.
Adam has 41, Katie has 27, and Lola has 11.
Well, I'm moving up in the world.
Yeah, exactly. We'll do another one, and that one will be Keanu Reeves' movie.
Steve Holt.
Ooh.
She got it all in on yours, so I'm gonna. I'm impressed
the
with
Matrix.
You. Cast.
Me.
There you go.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Cast.
Not Fishburne.
what? Oh. Not. No. Crap.
Three, four.
Why can't
five.
Oh,
me. You already missed it.
No, I didn't.
The hammer came down.
Hugo Weaving.
Yeah, there you go. But no, you didn't.
Balls.
Nice short round.
All I could think of was Hugh Laurie for like 3 seconds.
I know, that me too.
Yeah.
That's not him.
He's like a virus of the mind. And then he pops up there.
Okay, so instead I will say Morgan Freeman movie.
Nee.
There you go.
Shawshank Redemption.
Movie.
Nee.
Adam.
The Dark Knight.
Movie.
Nee.
Go ahead.
Driving Miss Daisy.
Movie.
Ooh, nice one.
No one knows Morgan Freeman?
I do. I'm trying to think of this one.
I don't want to mix him up with other black guys.
Three. Four.
Meow.
Go ahead.
Bruce Almighty. Sorry. Save
there
that.
You go.
Cast.
Meow.
Steve Holt.
Meow.
Jim Carrey.
Cast.
Steve Holt.
There you go.
Jennifer Aniston.
Movie.
Me. Nee. Friends.
Cast.
Nee.
Adam.
Mm-hmm. Crap. All I can think of is the real Lisa Kudrow. Oh, God.
I'm going to say cast.
Oh,
I wanted Lisa Kudrow to go in a movie.
She's been in so many ridiculous things.
I know.
Why can't I got really excited. Real names?
I don't know any of the real names.
No. I can think of one.
Five. Monica.
Matthew Perry.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. I don't care about
and,
him.
And the lady who married Arquette and then got rid of him.
Mm-hmm. David Arquette. No.
Who he married.
Yeah. He was never actually in Friends, was he?
David Arquette was not a friend.
Giovanni Ribisi
Courtney
was on
Cox.
It.
No, that's not right.
Oh, yeah. I always forget that there are like guests on there. Like, was Harry Connick Jr. on there at some point?
Tom Selleck was.
Yeah.
Tom Selleck. I'm trying to think.
Anyway.
Oh, Hugh Laurie was. Mother duck.
Yep. Well, and Jennifer's ex-husband was on there.
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt was on there, too. And wow. Bruce Willis.
Wow. See, that's what makes it perfect is this is the round's over. So, but.
I know.
Okay.
Stupid.
Sorry.
New round.
Stupid new round. Friends.
Or you can take What's-Her-Face into a movie because I'm totally ready for that.
Lisa Kudrow.
Oh, I just figured out where you're going with that. So I will say... Rachel Lee Cook movie.
Steve Holt. Which crappy 90s movie am I thinking of? God damn it. She's All That.
Cast.
Steve Holt.
Go ahead.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Movie. Oh.
Steve Holt.
Go ahead.
The Scooby-Doo movie.
Nice.
Movie.
Freddie Prinze Jr. He's in a bunch of movies.
I don't know. I never watched any of those stupid teen throwback movies when I was a teenager. I was too busy watching Jurassic Park again.
Nee.
Go ahead.
Beverly Hills 90210.
Movie.
Wanana. I was going to say Wanana. No.
Totally wasn't.
Bugger, so I lose a point. Whatever.
Katie got that.
Holla.
Steal. I was hoping somebody would say Psych, since he's episode of Psych. And I was actually trying to lead it roundabout.
I haven't seen any Psych still.
To
me either.
Josie and the Pussycats.
Wow. Yes.
To what the guy flashback. Who played the albino in that, who is also in What's Her Name and What's Her Name High School Reunion.
Oh,
I was trying to bridge it back to Lisa Kudrow in a way.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Rami and Michelle's.
Rami and Michelle's high school reunion.
I was trying to bring it back so we could get there, but I tried.
Oh, thank you, Dan.
I love their overuse
thought.
Of hair scrunchies in that movie. Yeah. It's just, they love hair scrunchies. Not okay.
And then we will wrap up one more round quick with Mystery Men cast.
Me.
I've never seen that.
So good.
Oh, I just had it.
What's his name?
William H. Macy.
Movie.
Me.
Meow.
Adam.
Pleasantville.
Movie.
I don't know if I'm thinking of the right person because I haven't seen the starter movie. William H. Macy.
What
does
else
he have a face that looks like a face?
It does look like
he has a very normal face
with ears.
Yeah. Yeah, he totally has ears.
Start the count now. 2, 3.
I can think of as four, Pleasantville. That's the only thing I know him in.
Five.
I haven't seen Pleasantville.
It's so good.
He was in Fargo.
Oh, I was going to say Fargo. Wait, why didn't I just say Fargo? God, Fargo?
I'm still not sure if I'm thinking of the right
And I'm
person.
Pretty
but
sure
then if
wasn't
we get
he
him
was
in
was
Fargo.
He in Gross Point Blank?
No.
No.
No. Who am I thinking of? Who is the other assassin in Gross Point Blank?
Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah. I don't know.
We're on a mission from Gad. That's not Gross Point Blank.
Where's my cheese whiz boy?
No, he was in Thank You for Smoking as another one.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Let's see, that's 46.
Yeah. I've only seen that once, though.
It's a good movie.
He defends Vermont cheese. Good for him.
That's, yes.
28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 30.
In Thank You for Smoking, 30. Though, the whole time I was just sitting there thinking, you asshole, the whole time.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So fabulous.
So we'll round this one out saying, Adam, you had 48, Katie, you had 33, Lola, you had 13.
I'm totally cool with that.
But since you got the best golf score, Lola, do you have anything to plug that's going on Friday or thereafter? Stuff that you're doing?
No, I have nothing. No.
No.
My life is a little topsy-turvy right now.
Oh, well, that's okay then.
So, I have nothing.
Nothing.
Go home, hug your friends, people.
There you go. There's something. End with a happy message. Katie, how about you?
Well, most of my theater friends are like going to start projects, but haven't started projects, and I haven't started a new project, so I don't know. There's one called Out of the Pan into the Fire that's at, ooh, good question, self. I can't remember, but it's one of the cool theaters.
If people Google that and Minneapolis, they might find something.
The Pan into the Fire.
Isn't that at the Bloomington?
No.
Or am I crazy?
No, it is not.
You're crazy.
I'm crazy.
It's not Mixed Blood. It's something.
Something like funky. That. Theater in the Round?
No.
Over in that area? No.
Potentially. It's in Minneapolis.
Okay.
You know, we'll go. It's a place. It's a theater that I'd recognize the name of, and I totally just forgot. My friend Mitch is in that. And
should we try to start naming theaters?
It probably would not work. Well, no, it's really cool. Like, it's supposed to be about... Well, never mind. Just never mind. I give up on everything.
Oh, hugs.
Ugh. It was worth a try.
Uh-huh.
So, social media, anything like that you'd like to plug?
No. If you're really interested, there's a link to my Twitter on the buffering page, but I'm going to make you go there in order to find it.
Look it up.
Nice. Good call.
Go look at the website because it's pretty and Dan's worked really hard on it.
It is really nice.
Ooh. Adam, how about you while I'm slowly looking this up?
Well, the weekly video picks for this week will be up tomorrow evening, Wednesday evening. Ooh. So by the time this comes out, you'll be able to check that out.
Yeah.
The teaser word that I will give for this week's weeklies is Burchard.
Burchard.
And you can find me on Twitter at @AdamErdmann. And you can find out what music I've been listening to on Last FM. My name there is Adman7. Yeah, that's pretty much it for now. Dan, what do you have?
I found the moving company Out of the Pan into the Fire page on Kickstarter that has 8 days left to go. I don't know if this is the right one, so I'm going to scroll. I don't know. Oh, yeah, it's Minneapolis, so it must be part of this thing. So if you want more information about Out of the Pan into the Fire, go find their Kickstarter initiative that ends next week sometime.
Yeah, so do that.
Do that. But things to plug, nothing specific other than check out Christo's Greek Restaurant in Minnetonka, Minneapolis, or St. Paul, Christo's.com, Christos.com, or Jake O'Connor's Public House Irish Pub in Excelsior, Minnesota, JakeO'Connor's.com, Irish Pub Fair or Greek Food, really good. I work there and there. So there's that. And, yeah.
Go find him there and employ him to do podcasts all the time.
That works too.
Yeah.
That works too. But nothing else. So Twitter, Dan L. Whalen, WHELAN. So thank you both for being on episode 83.
Thank you for having us.
I just scared the squirrel away again.
Aww.
So thank you both for being on and joining us for this more laid-back type episode.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Now that it's getting warm again, we're going to get lazy again, which is nice. I can sink into that nice and easy.
Yeah, the mellow.
But then we'll see everybody next week for episode 84.
Hooray!
Go team.
Yeah. This is like the sugar crash time of year.
Basically.
Sort of. Bye-bye.
Bye.